don't, but I can speak English like other white people because I am white.
There was a comment under one of my recent videos that really needs to be talked about more. Because this is something I get a lot too. People thinking they are so smart when they say, oh yeah, how can you know what attracts a woman when you can't attract a woman yourself? You're just a dude, shut the fuck up. Like, dating, it is some 200 IQ gotcha moment. But let me read the comment first. Normies cannot comprehend the concept of why you should ask someone who failed at something rather than the one who succeeded, since the former can pin down exactly what went wrong and has zero stakes at the game, and the latter would never tell you anything out of fear of competition. Normies love nothing but repeating the old saying, never ask a fish, but instead you should ask a fisherman. But never stop to think about why would a fisherman tell you the secret, if there is one, and ruin it for himself. This was a great comment, really. But I need to add something here. It is not always because the fisherman tries to hide it purposefully out of fear of competition. But sometimes even the fisherman doesn't know why he is successful. He can't accurately identify the true reason as to why he was successful. Instead, he would rather give himself the credit. He will always overvalue things that he did himself, things he had control over, and will undervalue things that were out of his control. You will just get a better insight hearing the story from the perspective of the fish. So yes, ask the fish. Oh, Reb, you're just a bitter I-word. How can you know anything? The I-word comes out. The vicious and vile insults come out. This is why I don't like to reveal much about myself on this channel. Because people are idiots. Oh, Reb is saying this because he is X, Y, Z. Lowest IQ comments. I actually respect the commenter who states an incorrect opinion a lot more. A factually incorrect opinion, because at least he can address what I'm actually talking about. He can respond to the issue itself without resorting to fallacies like, oh, Reb says this because he is this, he is that. But is what I say incorrect? They can never do that. Lowest of the low, bro. But you know, that is how they gotta cope. When you have got nothing, no proper argument, no data to back you up, all you have got is insults and your personal self-proclaimed experiences. What are you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? Like, and keep in mind that we know nothing about those so-called experiences. Even if it is not a complete lie, we don't know the true nature of that experience. Only how you interpret it. Is that really what happened? Or is that how you interpret it? Because of your ego, you know? If you asked Bob, for example, do you think he would agree to being an oofy-doofy? If you didn't know Bob, for example, right? You didn't watch my video. You didn't watch Richard Cooper's stream. And you come across him in a mall, walking down at the mall with his wife. You could assume, oh look, he's dating up. This is the proof that it ain't about looks. Not knowing anything about how he's treated by his own wife. You shouldn't listen to Bob just because he claims that he has experience. That experience isn't worth anything. Experience, experience, experience. They love keep repeating this. Bro, experience isn't everything. And you are the proof of that. Making the same mistakes. What does that tell about you? It brings your judgment into question. Yes, you have experience, but it is a bad experience. For example, after my last video, people were telling me, I have been informed that Homat pulled a thing before you sleep. Found a girlfriend from his channel, using his clout. Someone who was a fan of his channel. And she left him soon after. And it wouldn't surprise me one bit if this is true. Because once your looks come into play, once the real attraction comes into play. Once you are anything more than just a voice and clout you have on your faceless YouTube channel, the real attraction will disappear quick. You would find out real quick that the fame you have on YouTube isn't real. Any girl who hits on you because of your faceless YouTube channel is in it for other reasons. He should have known, not even should have, would have known this. But then again, just because you ignore the BP doesn't mean it is gonna ignore you. Sadly and unfortunately. If he knew that it is all about looks and the fame, attention he gets from his YouTube channel isn't real, he wouldn't have fallen for it. Again, only a couple people that know him messaged me and told me this, but it wouldn't surprise me, guys. It wouldn't surprise me if it is true because we have seen this happen time and time again. Especially with people similar to Think Before You Sleep and Homat. A lot of men who think the attention they got on YouTube is real. It is not. Yes, you have experience, but it is a bad experience. You would be better off without that experience. Some people need to make that mistake to be able to learn, and some people don't have to go through that to be able to understand it. Some have to learn from their own mistakes, and some can learn from others' mistakes. And then some won't learn from even their own mistakes. Some will go through that and still have no clue. We'll still keep repeating the same stuff. That is why you gotta be careful which fish you ask. You can't just listen to any fish. The fish needs to have the ability to understand why he got caught. A lot of people don't have that ability. Yes, don't ask the fisherman, ask the fish, but ask the right fish. Most sub 5 men, below average, low status men with zero SMB are not kind of fish you wanna ask. But overall, yes, that comment is spot on. Fisherman ain't even gonna know. Because he never contemplated on it or tried to evaluate it without his confirmation bias. Even when they look at the data, they misinterpret it, like Dr. K does all the time. His recent video is yet another example of why you shouldn't listen to him, just because he has experience. Obro Rieb is literally a professor, a married guy, Harvard-trained psychiatrist, not a keyboard psychiatrist like you. Bro, doesn't matter. You can have all the degrees, all the certifications given by the most prestigious institutions in the world and still be clueless all the same. He's the proof of that.
We're not simple lions and lionesses, but we sort of don't fall into this intramale competition. And to put this kind of bluntly, like if I go to school and I pick fights with a lot of other dudes and beat them all up, it's not like women are flocking to me and everyone wants to date me, right?
Guys, Dr. K is actually one guy. I don't get how he's so popular. He's so off the mark. Bro, humans also have that intramale competition, like other animals. In our case, in today's day and age, that fight is gonna be with looks and status. Not physical fight you see in other animals, but that intramale competition is still there. I don't get how he's so popular, bro. This guy is always so off the mark.
So if we look at all of the evidence on female mating, right, which I haven't looked at all of this, but
I've seen all the data.
If we look at things like mate selection, there are a couple of strong meta-analyses and things like that that basically show that women are looking for three things in a man. The first thing that they're looking for is safety. The second thing that they're looking for is kindness. And the third thing that they're looking for is some amount of financial stability or financial security.
What kind of data did you look at, brother? The data shows time and time again that for the short term, aka real attraction, women prioritize looks and height. Only for the long-term relationships, marriages, only for them, money and status becomes important. Being kind, kindness, is one thing women claim to prioritize, but it is never in the list of their actual preferences. When you look at their actual preferences behind closed doors, kindness is never in the list. Never. If anything, there is a negative correlation between kindness of a man and the success he's gonna have with women. And it makes sense too, because high-value dudes, high-value meaning good looks, of course, at all height, genetic level, high-value. Those type of dudes don't need to be kind. They are so used to everybody kissing their asses, no matter what they do. Usually, they are not even kind.
So which one of these two body types do you think is more likely to be a CEO? Which one is more likely to be an investment banker? Which one is more likely to be a doctor? Whereas, which one of these two body types do you think is more likely to be a personal trainer, is more likely to be a coach at a gym? The next time you go to your doctor's office, take a look at how in shape they are. Do they look more like this or do they look more like this?
I have talked about this when that poll went viral. He's wrong that women don't prefer the body on the right. On average, in real life, men that have the body on the right have more success. Women won't look at some lean, maxed, ripped male and think, oh, he must not be a CEO. This is not buddy of a doctor who sits at his desk 24/7. Therefore, I am not attracted to him. It doesn't work like that. The body on the right is a net positive. It's just not as big of an advantage people think it is. Face and height dwarf our body, but it is still a positive. And this is true for both short-term and long-term. Even for long-term, even for marriages, being fit will be something that women prefer. It is just a small positive compared to the traits that you cannot change so easily. But it is still a positive nonetheless.
We're going to take a look at this paper. Single weightlifting men and those dissatisfied with their sex life were more dissatisfied with their muscularity and showed a stronger drive for muscularity than those in a relationship and satisfied men. Higher the drive for muscularity is, the lower the relationship duration is. And these women who had these knee-jerk reactions of preferring the before pick versus the after pick are actually in line with research on...
He uses this study to back up his claim that men with the body on the left, with a dead butt, are desired more by women. That women on Twitter, in fact, were not lying when they voted for the left as more attractive. He puts the cart before the horse. What the paper says is, men who are in relationships have less desire to be muscular and have less body dysmorphia than men who are not in relationships. But what Dr. K interprets is, women are attracted to dead butts over fit men. Bro, gym rotting is not the cause. It is the result. Direct result of not being wanted by a woman. It isn't higher the drive for masculinity, lonelier the man. It is lonelier the man, higher the desire for gym rotting. And you didn't even need a study to be able to guess the negative association between gym rotting and being in a relationship. But that negative association doesn't mean women prefer chubby dead butts over ripped muscular men. And even the paper itself doesn't claim that, doesn't even suggest that. I have actually read the paper myself. The paper itself says in the discussion section that it is likely being in a relationship that stops men from craving to be more muscular, not the other way around. He looks at the data, but still draws the incorrect conclusion.
Turns out that the more cut you are, the less satisfied you are with your relationship, and the shorter duration your relationships are.
This is yet another misinformation. The paper doesn't say that the more cut you are, the shorter the relationship. It says the longer a dude is in a relationship, the less likely he's going to be unhappy with his own masculinity. Big difference. It also doesn't control for age. A married dude in his 50s who has been an oofy-doofy husband for the last 30 years, of course, won't care about being muscular. The study doesn't suggest what he claims it does. But there is a Dr. K special for you. That is what he does. He will ignore all the evidence if it contradicts with what he wanna say. If he can't spin it to fit his narrative, he will straight up ignore it. Won't even talk about it. That is why he spent 3 years reading studies after studies. And he saw the same result again and again. But he never spoke about it because the truth doesn't fit his narrative. He admitted this himself, guys. He admitted this himself.
I have been working on this for about 3 years. So this is why I haven't made much content about being bald, because I haven't found an answer.
And the papers that he can somehow twist and turn to misinterpret, he will do that, like he does here. Because he knows most viewers, most people on YouTube won't bother to open the source and check it for themselves.
Now, here's the study that I think is really fascinating, okay? So this study is absolutely wild. The influence of body composition effects on male facial masculinity and attractiveness. So this study is really precise. So here's what they did. They took a group of real faces and they showed them to women with a lower amount of fat, a regular amount of fat, or a higher amount of fat. If you're a man and you become more muscular, how will it change a woman's perception of your attractiveness?
One big difference is, this study is only about the attractiveness of the face. Height and body is not included here. A woman looked at computer-generated versions of the same face and evaluated those faces only. So you need to remember that, because everyone's face responds differently to different levels of body fat and muscle. That is why sometimes losing weight, lean maxing, will actually make your face less attractive. One of the many reasons why gym maxing is cop, and why we say there is no gym for your face. There will be some certain cases where getting in shape will actually lower your overall attractiveness, because it will make your face look worse. But on average, for most people, being fit will increase attractiveness. By how much? That is a different question.
Women will choose an in-shape guy all day, every day. Now we have some really interesting, experiment. Now we have an experiment that shows if I literally take the same dude, same physical face, right? So equally attractive, there's no influence about how much money they make or how kind they are. And I literally adjust the level of muscularity. What difference does that make for women? When we make statements like this, women will choose the in-shape guy all day, every day. This study is the most precise measure of that.
No, it is not measure of that. The face was actually the only thing women could see and rate in that experiment. They didn't take body into account here. They are not seeing or rating how cut or muscular a body is. Only its effect on face. And that is with computer-generated images. You need to realize that as well. You can't look at this and say, oh, you see, women would rather prefer a chubby dead butt over a fit, ripped male.
So we found that women preferred faces associated with a higher muscle mass for short-term relationships rather than long-term relationships. Now, the question is why? Previous studies have revealed that men with high testosterone levels and more fat-free mass, i.e. greater muscle mass, report having a larger number of sex partners, indicating that these men might devote more effort into mating relative to parenting, i.e.
I love how he's acting like this is such a win. Such a great W. Oh, dude, don't worry. It is only short term. When it comes to long-term parenting, they will choose you. This is the proof that women are not attracted to ripped, tall chats. Sure, buddy. I mean, the copier is insane. She'll spend her prime years dating men she's truly attracted to. And Dr. K is gonna talk like, dead badoofy doofy gets such a big W for being able to finance her lifestyle after she gets old. Oh, bro, for taking care of her children, you will be a better choice, don't worry. You are not the stepdad. You are the dad that stepped up. It is crazy how wrong some people are. How they misinterpret the data, but they still get millions of views. People will watch and agree with even the most factually incorrect information, misinformation, if it comes from a so-called qualified person, rather than listen to the fish and accept the uncomfortable truths of life. They are going to say, oh, he doesn't have the credentials. His field is not psychiatry. He doesn't have a girlfriend like that guy. How can rehab now? How can he give advice when he doesn't have the credentials? No, bro, it doesn't work like that. Sometimes you better ask the fish. Don't be a free agent in life.